Tango Mobile.
Sir, Zulu Echo Whiskey Mobile.
Whiskey W2T, good afternoon.
This is Ben, as in Benjamin, down here in Simpsonville, South Carolina.
Hey Ben, this is Rusty over here. I'm in Spartanburg area, and I'll just out on my way to the grocery store, got a pickup of it. Go by a place here that says eggs, $4 a dozen. They've got a bunch of free-range chickens, and they go out and collect eggs, so they get a high price for their eggs.
Stuff ended last year. But, yeah, I'm sitting in the car line waiting to pick up my daughter. Her after-school program had some storm damage, so they closed for the rest of the week.
With all that rain we had the other day and then the wind yesterday and everything, and we're supposed to get some more rain tomorrow, another couple inches. Isn't that wonderful?
But just not all at once.
4.5 inches in my rain gauge when I poured it out this morning.
Alerts went off, the flash flood alerts went off on the phone. My 9-year-old panicked and she thought it meant like flooding. So I had to teach her about flash flooding and showed her the river shooting across our backyard. But she thought like we were going to drown or something.
Those notices come out, it can be a little bit, incomplete, I think. That's the best way I can figure it, say it. But, I get them. I've got a creek that runs down below my house, but if it ever gets up to my house, then we're in the new flood is coming for the world. So I'm not going to worry about it too much until I hear that the man has come back and decided to do away with all the bad folks again. So. But anyway, it did flow up. It has a lake that feeds down to it along with through their overflow point. And then, of course, the creek that runs down there. And all that rain on Tuesday, you cross under the road. It grows under the road on the down there below my house. And it went out the other side, and there's where the creek goes on the other side. It's very low, and they had about an acre and a half of water over there standing about 4 or 5 inches deep in that area where it overflowed the banks of the creek.
I believe the phrase that I hear is, Lord willing and the creek don't rise. I wish we had some a creek or some running water on the property. I'd actually put in a little fish pond and some hydroelectric stuff. Play with that.
I've had that creek's been down there below my property for 40-some years since I've been living here. Same place for 47 years now, I think it is. So, it's been a while. Or 48 years this month, come to think of it, because I moved here in 76. And, so it's been, that tells you I've been around a long time.
Good spot. I'm guessing you have a little bit of elbow room. We're kind of lucky. We got about 3 acres, about 15 minutes outside of downtown Greenville. So, but we're really close to town and everything we need.
Well, I'm like 15 minutes from town or shopping on my way to Publix, which takes me about 20 minutes to get to. But it's not that far away. But I only got little over half an acre, 6/10 of an acre, so, and all the land around me is owned by one family. It used to be my wife's family, but all of them have passed away and all, including my wife, so I've got my little 6/10 of an acre, and it's enough for me to set up my house and put my antennas in the air up in the trees, so, I'll probably be there for the rest of my days.
Family. So it sounds like you got a nice little place. Probably doesn't take a lot of maintenance, and sounds like you probably paid it off. So it sounds like you got it made.
There, but it's just trying to keep things done. And I'll got the guys coming in about 2 weeks to put a new roof on the house. Now that I got the trailer leveled again, so everybody will be. I'll be happier then when the It'll take care of the chance of any roofs leaking, and then I got to do some painting inside. And at my age, 76, I just don't have the... I can't get out there and do all the heavy work. I get somebody comes and mows my grass each year, each month during the summer, and somebody blows the leaves away for me, so I just can't get out there and do the work. And where I used to work on, get up on towers and do antenna work, can't do that anymore. Doctor says I can climb as high as I want as long as I keep 1 foot firmly on the ground at all times. But that's the way it goes. W2T Mobile, go ahead.
W for IV. Well, man, it sounds like you've earned it. I've got a neighbor. He's retired Navy, retired Fleur Daniel, and he's got about 2 or 3 acres, too, and his tractor broke, and he just said, you know, I'm just going to hire it out. And so he has a service come in, take care of his yard. It's a significant space, but he still tends the flowers, puts out bird seed, and he's got some trail cameras down at the bottom of the lot because we get, we have 3 deer trails that run through our yard. So he gets pictures of the deer at night and stuff.
Owns property around me. He's got cameras out, so he keeps an eye on things. And yeah, I'm retired Navy. I'm retired from the housing authority over here. And just still doing a lot of little things here, there, and everywhere. Active in my church, active in my handbell choir, the church choir. I sing in the Palmetto Statesman Barbershop Chorus. I got, you know, things that keep me active. And I've got to work, do a little bit of part-time work for a business. And I've got to go down to Anderson or Pickens next Monday and take care of an inspection for them. So I do a little things here, there, and everywhere to keep myself busy, and so I don't. So I've always got something doing.
That's it, because you don't want to just kind of hole up by yourself. I mean, you want to kind of get out and get around and meet people, do things. I'm 50, so I'm in the middle of my career, but I work remote. I work for hospital systems. Right now I'm working for Duke Health up in Raleigh-Durham, and so it's full remote. So I'm just downstairs in my office 5 days a week by myself, and I'm like, man, I got to get out on the weekends and socialize or go hiking, go biking, do stuff like that, because I'm kind of in my dark little cave working all week.
Been there.
If you haven't done it, it sounds fantastic. But I think my wife, she actually works 2 days at home, 3 days in the office. And I think that's a great blend because it does get you out. And, you know, you get to that face-to-face time to work with people and stuff. But then you got the time to at home to just sit down and focus and get work done. Looks like I lost you if you're still on. Good catching up with you. I'll hear you another time. This is KO4ZEW, Ben in Simpsonville, always monitoring.